Towards Los Angeles. A boy married a girl, he wanted her to make him a wife. He didn't put anything in his house. He wants somebody in his house to stand for self, know how to do so, and got plenty. Look on the set. You wouldn't marry a girl, she's drinking and dying on with you. All out all the time at night. Would you marry? For a while, she wouldn't make you a wife. What you want with her? You may get out there in the dark and get around with her and get around a nice girl, but she asks you about it. Oh, no. I'm not that kind of type. That's what you tell that girl. Because you don't want that girl to know that she was out last night this morning. See? And some girls ain't, just wasn't more. And so all I tell you, hold yourself up and make something out yourself. Your mom and dad is going to work hard, push you through school, and now hold yourself up and make something out yourself. Stand for something. If you ain't got but one shirt, wash it every night and hang it up and get the next morning, print it dry and dye and put it on. If you is a Christian, and stand for something, everybody will respect you. And say that's a straight boy, she's not a baby. But you run around here, you straight kid, oh, I ain't out of you stag. Nobody cares nothing about you. White and these black and kill everybody. Because why? You're not standing for nothing. You're what? And you must not walk. Look on yourself, make something out yourself. I always sit, ask the Lord, now Lord, as I can't read and write, but don't let me wallow, let me stand for something. And I tell you what my husband told me on, and he was walking around, and looked like he was studying about dying. He wasn't saying nothing about his sick. And do you know what he said to me? He said, I'm going to leave you, and I don't want you to throw yourself away. And I didn't know what he was talking about. And after he passed, I realized he didn't want me to be running this way and running that way and warning people about their heart and throwing myself away. And I looked through the thing, that's what he was talking about. And I said, I wasn't going to let my husband turn over and quit for me living a bad life. I lived a good Christian life with him and stayed that way till Jesus called. You have to look on yourself. If you're, well, I ain't got but one dress, I wash that dress, drive by the fire, and look on myself. But that's the way for you to do. Don't get in the bad crowds. You know, some boys go and break in things, steal things, but don't you be that kind of boy. You be a boy, thank yourself, mama and dad, wait for an honest living. That's right. You know, there's more boys in penitentiary that you know is them broken stoves and broken banks and broken filling stations and broken different things. And they went home about doing such a wicked day when they could have made them an honest living. If it didn't make but a little, it would have been stealing, right? So don't you do it, son. You told me your name, but I done forgot. What'd you say your name?
Marvin.
Marvin. Well, please don't do it. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask him to guide you. And be a God and be for you. And ask him, say, Lord, give me more strength and let me lift up. Not to look over my body, but just stay out of bad company. I don't be in a bad company. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm at home. Shut my door when the sun goes down. Get down here and iron it, but don't do that. Turn my teeth.